This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Secretary of State Colin Powell says that President Bush is likely to make a decision within days on U.S. intervention in Liberia. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, European officials, and Liberian leaders have been appealing to Washington to commit U.S. troops to the West African nation to enforce a ceasefire. Liberia's enduring civil war has destabilized neighboring countries and caused a serious humanitarian crisis. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Secretary Powell told reporters traveling with President Bush in Pretoria, South Africa, that the president's decision will be influenced by the findings of two American teams, one in Monrovia, Liberia's capital, and one that will meet with officials from a group of West African nations known as ECOWAS.
Our assessment team in Monrovia has about finished its work, and I expect that we'll be getting a full report from them on the humanitarian situation in Monrovia. And this weekend in Accra, Ghana, a U.S. team will be meeting with the ECOWAS military leaders to assess what will be required to move the ECOWAS troops into Monrovia and to support them. And as part of that assessment, what role the United States might play or ECOWAS thinks we should play.
The ECOWAS nations have proposed sending troops to Liberia to enforce a ceasefire between government and rebel forces. ECOWAS has asked for U.S. assistance in that effort, and U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan has suggested that the U.S. military actually take charge of the multinational force. Powell indicated that West Africa, not the United States, should take the leading role.
The arrival of the ECOWAS force would have to be facilitated and supported in some way by the United States, whether that is just with logistics units or command and control units, or whether there would actually be U.S. troops on the ground. The intention right now is to lead with ECOWAS.
The Bush administration is demanding the removal of Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, as a first step towards stabilizing Liberia. Taylor, who has been indicted by a UN-backed court on charges of war crimes in neighboring Sierra Leone, has said he will leave when a multinational force arrives in Liberia. Yusuf Mahmoud, director of the Africa Division of the UN Secretariat, says that peacekeepers are critical.
The departure of Mr. Taylor is not necessarily a recipe for stability unless there are some orderly transition in place. Security is really a key here.
UN diplomats say that Washington's decision on putting troops into Liberia will depend in part on whether nations in the region can work out a plan for Liberia's political transition. The U.S., diplomats say, is not interested in sending troops to support a ceasefire without a viable strategy for stabilizing Liberia long term. Regional officials have been discussing plans for a transitional government at talks in Accra. Charles Brumskine, a citizen of Liberia, has been participating in the talks as leader of one of his country's 18 political parties, the Liberian Unification Party.
The problem with regard to governance in Africa is that it has always tended to be a win-lose situation, and people fight to come to power because it's a means of securing wealth for your family or your tribes.
Charles Brumskine says the transition plan calls for all factions in Liberia to be represented. The powers of the transitional government, he says, would be limited to maintaining routine public services to prevent government officials from plundering the country. And perhaps most important, Brumskine says, the head of the transitional government would not be allowed to run for president when elections are held. Like many Liberians, Brumskine wants to see U.S. forces on the ground to pave the way for political reform. He points out that Liberia stood by the United States in World Wars I and II and the Cold War. The U.S., he says, now has an obligation to help.
It is but time that the United States realized that this is not just a charitable request. This is a friend who has stood by this great country coming back and say, it's about time that you look our way.
Charles Brumskine is returning to West Africa, where talks on the political transition resume on Monday. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan will be in Washington that day to discuss Liberia with President Bush. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.